This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Turkey and Iran have said they are going to intensify cooperation over Kurdish nationalist guerrillas. Turkish and Iranian Kurdish rebel groups are common enemies of Tehran and Ankara. The Iranian foreign minister visited the Turkish capital on Friday, but as Dorian Jones reports, their ties are being strained by regional tensions, in particular the violent government crackdown in Syria.
Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salih's visit to Ankara comes as Turkish armed forces continue their incursion into neighbouring northern Iraq to root out the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. In a press conference with his Iranian counterpart, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the two countries had agreed to collaborate in fighting the PKK. Our joint determination to combat the PKK and Peshmerga will continue in the strongest way, Davutoğlu said. From now on, we will work together in a joint action plan until this terrorist threat is totally eliminated. The Peshmerga is the Iranian Kurdish rebel group closely tied to the PKK based in Iraq. Tehran and Ankara are increasingly competing for influence in Iraq, a competition that's intensifying with the imminent withdrawal of US forces. Bilateral tensions are already on the rise following Ankara's decision to allow NATO anti-missile radar systems to be placed on Turkish territory, aimed primarily at Iran. But as Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's robust support of the opposition in Syria, a key ally of Iran, that Tehran is most concerned about, according to political scientist Nuray Mert.
If there is going to be a regime change in Syria, the whole power balance will change, because if Iran loses Syria, they will lose an important base of power in the Middle East. So it will be a major defeat for Iran.
The Arab Spring has seen a major change in Turkish foreign policy, dropping its strategy of appeasement with its neighbours, however distasteful they are, to embracing the struggle for democracy. Iran was one of the main beneficiaries of the zero problems policy, with Ankara developing close political and economic ties, despite Turkey's Western allies pushing for the isolation of Tehran over its controversial nuclear program. Sinan Ulgen, visiting scholar at the Carnegie Europe, says difficulties now lie ahead for Turkish-Iranian relations.
I think we can talk about a new phase. So indeed, we are entering a period of more realistic assessment. So obviously, there is now an increasing risk of heightened tension between Ankara and Tehran.
But Turkey is one of the few countries prepared to ignore EU and US sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. Observers say increasing trade and financial relations means Ankara will continue to have powerful leverage over Tehran. Dorian Jones, Deutsche Welle Radio, Istanbul.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.